Well, hey, as you're sitting down, today is a visitation day. So can we welcome our visitors? If you are visiting Hope College today, we hope that it is a place that you will feel welcome and that you will feel a call from God to join this community, because we think that it is a pretty great place to be. Well, hey, today is not just a visitation day, but it's a pretty important day in my life and in the life of the Koyman family, because 2 years ago today was the day that I went into labor with my son, Jake. So I have very fond memories of this day 2 years ago. He actually didn't make his entrance into the world today. He waited until tomorrow. It took forever for this kid to be born. And as if it's not obvious yet, I've been thinking about this a lot because I'm expecting another baby in April. I get to do this again. Can't wait. So we celebrated Jacob's birthday this weekend, and I wanted to tell you guys a little bit of a story because I was reminded of it as I was preparing for this sermon about Jake's birthday party. So Jake is two. He's at this stage where he is just like overcome with excitement and glee over certain things. The problem is we never know what those certain things are going to be. So we spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's going to make Jake happy, what's going to make him excited. So he went down for his nap on Saturday, and I did a lot of preparation for this birthday party that we were having. Well, when he woke up, he comes down the stairs, and he sees that I have blew up some balloons, and they were all over our living room. There were probably 20 balloons on the wall, on the windows, all over the floor, and Jake went nuts. I don't know if I've ever seen him so excited about anything. So he was like embracing the balloons, like rolling on the balloons and showing me every balloon. And every time, I mean, it was like every 2 seconds, this is what would come out of his mouth, like two fingers pointing and he would go, "Balloon!" Like that. That's how he says balloon. It was ridiculous. And it went on for like 10 minutes. The problem with this was, and he would go like, "Blue one, see, like that. And I'd go, "I see the blue balloon. Oh, pink one, see. He wanted me to see it too. I was there, I saw it. The problem was that he had just woken up from his nap and he had soaked through his diaper. And nobody wants to go to a birthday party with the birthday boy smelling like urine. So we had to take him away from his balloon fest and go upstairs. So I let Eric do that. So he has like epic meltdown. I mean, I can hear him screaming all the way downstairs because he wants to be with his boons downstairs. Well, Eric takes him out of the tub and he reaches for a towel and Jake escapes his grasp. And I can hear him coming down the stairs, and with every time he's coming down, he's going boon, 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 boon. Like he's super pumped. And so he runs into the living room, stark naked, all wet, freezing. He's freezing, because I've told you before, we keep our heat at like 50-something. No, just kidding. It was like 65. It was cold, though. It was really cold. And he goes, "Boom!" like that. And we have the party all over again. Just birthday party in the birthday suit. So I wanted to show you guys a picture. Don't worry, I cropped it out. That's Jake with his balloon. You can't really see him very well, so I gave you another one. Once he calmed down, he got a little party favor, so we had a little birthday party. Yeah, he's naked in these pictures and all wet, you can tell. Super excited. So what does this have to do with the Apostle Paul, Kate? That is a great question. I just wanted to tell you a cute story about Jake. Just kidding. So today, as you also know, it's not just the day I went into labor or a visitation day, but it's also Martin Luther King Day. And it's a day when we talk about one of the people in the Christian faith who has embodied the ministry of reconciliation in maybe the best way that we can think of. And so I wanted to talk about the ministry of reconciliation today. So this is a familiar passage from the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 5, and it says this. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation." Somebody say new creation. Thank you. Good job. "Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." Somebody say, ministry of reconciliation. That's right. Well, I learned something new when I was preparing for this sermon. about what the Apostle Paul did and did not say in this verse, and it changed the way I understood what this passage means. Maybe you're like me, and you grew up knowing 2 Corinthians 5:17 in this way. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, or she is a new creation. That's how I learned it. I thought that this verse meant that because I know Jesus, my sins have been wiped away. I've been made clean. I'm a new creation in Christ. And that you can be that too if you know Jesus as well. That the ministry of reconciliation was about telling people that they can be reconciled to God. Now, I think that that's true. And I think Paul talks about that in his letters. But I don't think he talks about that here, because I think that translation is wrong. I learned that this week. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, is not what Paul said. In fact, the Greek scholar that I read this week thinks that Paul said something pretty different than that. The Greek is hard because they leave out some words sometimes. The word he is a isn't in the Greek. So the scholar that I read thinks it's a little bit more like this, and this is what reminded me of Jake, that Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, new creation, that's what Paul says. That it's like he just gets overcome with this vision, like he walked into the living room and there's just balloons everywhere. That Paul is blurting out in excitement what he sees happening around him. This isn't an individual thing. He is a new creation. But Paul sees something cosmic, something that's happening to the whole world, something that changes everything. And he is shouting about it. That's what this Greek scholar thinks that Paul is saying. And that's a pretty different thing, I would say. And here's what Paul sees when he says new creation. What is he pointing to, like Jake is pointing to those balloons? Well, Paul is pointing to something that was very near and dear to the hearts of the Israelites. See, God says this in the book of Isaiah, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind." God says that he is about to do this. And what Paul sees in this verse is not that God is about to do it anymore, but in Christ, it has been done. New creation. Can you see it? That's what Paul is saying. It's the very transformation of the world that Paul sees. All things have been made new because of the cross and resurrection of Jesus, not just me and my sinful life. And this has some pretty serious and practical consequences for Paul. He goes on to talk about this ministry of reconciliation. That's what it looks like to be able to see this new creation all around you. Because once you see it, you can't go back to letting the world just remain the way it is anymore. And I think that's what Martin Luther King saw, a new creation. And in this new creation that he could see because he was in Christ, racism didn't make sense. Injustice, it didn't belong there. Poverty and oppression and wasteful, immoral wars, all the things that Martin Luther King spoke out about, he spoke out about them because they didn't belong in that new creation that he saw, just like Paul could see it. And I think that we have been given this ministry of reconciliation too. I think that we are in Christ. And I think that if we have eyes to see it, that new creation is all around us too. I think the problem is we too, like Martin Luther King, live in a world that doesn't match up with that new creation yet. We live in a world, did you know this, where the average wealth of a white person is 20 times the average wealth of a black person in this country. Did you know that? That is not the new creation. So the question for us is this: if we are in Christ, can we sit by and live in a world that doesn't match up with that new creation, or do we have also the ministry of reconciliation in us that compels us to do something about it. Because if the world doesn't see the new creation in you and in me, if the world doesn't look at this body of believers who are in Christ and see the new creation in our lives, then I don't think the world is going to see it. That's what it means that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We make it obvious with our lives that the new creation is here. I think this is our call. Two practical things you can do this week to live in this ministry of reconciliation. The first is this: it's Civil Rights Awareness Week at Hope. There are lots of activities that you can be part of. Showing up is part of a small way that you can make the new creation visible in your life. There's a luncheon and a speaker tomorrow. We're going to talk about Martin Luther King on Wednesday here in chapel, and there's a march directly afterwards. This weekend, there's a film that you can go to. So this is one practical example. And the second is this: if you don't have plans for spring break, there is a group of students who are going to be going down to Jackson, Mississippi, to talk about the ministry of reconciliation and to meet with a civil rights leader who lived at the time of Martin Luther King and who has some wisdom to share about what does it look like to be ministers of reconciliation today. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because they won't be around forever. I want to invite you to be part of that because we have some spots left on that trip. Two ideas. What are your ideas for the ways that we can make the new creation visible in our own lives? As you know, we are praying through the Psalms this semester, so I want to close us by praying a psalm that tells us exactly what does it look like when this new creation comes here to our world. So let's pray Psalm 58 together. God, in your new creation, steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before us and will make a path for our steps. May it be so, and may we be people who make this new creation visible with our very lives. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.